Welcome back to the Constructor.
Wait, did we start already? You better not have that on camera.
We really have a really good show.
No, we got to restart the whole thing.
Felicia's coming in soon, maybe. And Bruce Gray is here. And Jesse Johnson, Juicy Jeffrey
this
Johnson.
Isn't the podcast.
Jeffrey is my favorite nickname.
No, restart it. Restart
Can you close that top door up there, please?
Let's restart. Just
you
just
didn't,
run
don't
it
actually
all.
Restart
Let's just
this.
Restart
Keep
it all.
This,
no,
Tony.
We're
I don't
good.
Want to start with the Down syndrome stuff.
Yeah.
Wow. Now you're scared.
That wasn't.
Am
a,
I the free speech?
That wasn't a public
a
joke.
You're making me the.
You're
that
Trump
joke.
Supporter.
That joke was just for you guys, and now. But I mean, I'll do it on the podcast.
You know. See,
I won't do it secretly on the podcast,
bro. That
you didn't have my consent to record the Down syndrome joke.
Felicia, you said you were rubbing.
I'm gonna ask you later.
Is that what I said?
And I haven't released it yet. It's still recording, right? Did you stop it?
No, okay, Tony, okay. Restart it, or I'm gonna fucking burn down the comedy store.
As always, shouts out to people who tip all the time: Mike Z and Big Bad Brad and Shannon. Thank you for tipping, and Gino from Speedweed and everything like that. Felicia just ran down the hill. She needs a second outside.
She rubbed down the hill.
She rubbed it.
She said in the text there that she was
down the hill.
Rubbing.
And we had a great laugh.
We had a great laugh, didn't we, Jesse?
We
had a good week. I just want to get through some stuff. No, Brandon. No tip. No tips this week because the sheets are gone. But if you tipped, DM me on whatever.
That's how Luke gets
it. I don't think this is the way to start the podcast. I think we should restart it and go for just straight from the top.
We're so scared now.
I'm not scared.
You're terrified.
I'm not terrified.
You're terrified. He's shaking.
No, I think that you're, Luke, I think that you're frazzled and that you need to be centered.
Hey.
Good to see you.
Nice green hat.
There's no going back, buddy.
White hat?
Yeah. It's true.
Yeah.
Do you know that at,
nice checkerboard with
nice
hats.
At Columbine High School, all of
hats
the
and women
and glasses
and glasses.
Take your glasses off, please.
What the fuck?
I look different.
Come on.
Okay.
Whoa!
Damn, dude. Hot Luke.
I am someone else. Hot Luke.
George
Hot
Clooney Luke, dude, in his prime walking.
Yeah.
Woo!
George Clooney.
You look like the guy who didn't get the part of Spider-Man.
George Clooney.
Okay, I'm pretty, my noodle's pretty whacked. I am a comedian, you know.
Yeah.
The shape of your head is like hat shape now.
No, that's his hair.
That's his hat.
No, that is his head.
No, that's his head, bro.
That is hat.
I like seeing his. Oh, yes. And I have to text me. I have to text my hot ass wife that I'm okay.
Are you?
Because I get to a place, it's nice to let people know.
He's required to check in every hour.
Nice. Every new location is nice to let people. I like to hear if she's going from her friend's place to the cafe or whatever, made it safe. I was like, good. I don't
is that what your girlfriend does? Your wife? Does she go from cafe to friend's house back to cafe to friend's house?
Usually, she'll go to like maybe get a coffee and then go to the friend's house and then come home.
God, must be nice to have that schedule and be so hot.
Yeah,
she's cool.
I would never let my wife go to her friend's house.
Never.
Yeah. Shout out my hot ass wife. Yeah.
No friends, dude. Oh, yeah. I'm your friend.
Yeah, that sounds like you.
Oh, you guys got the beer? Fuck, that's what I was gonna get.
I'm telling you, this podcast is never starting or ending. And
this is really good.
I think
so far it's good.
What time is it? Just run the whole
Wednesday
thing back.
We have a free show.
No, we
Wednesdays.
Don't.
We do and we don't.
Fuck yeah.
But God. We need your support.
Yeah. Tweet at Richie. Richie had a Twitter.
Does he even have a Twitter?
No, because he would have been kicked off Twitter if he had a Twitter.
Yeah. He runs Trump's Twitter.
Yeah, he was writing for Trump.
He's crushing it.
My God.
He's still been on one. The Richie saga continues.
He yelled at me the other day and then later came up to me while I was seating, and from like to that door to here, what's that, 10 feet? He was like, Jesse's mad at me.
She's just mocking you. That's
like my mom used to when I was a little kid.
Yeah, his son was here the other night.
Yelled at me.
Yeah.
I'm mad at you.
I'm a little bit mad at you. But he kept doing it, so I was like, all right, I love you, Richie.
We're okay. Yeah.
His son was here the other night, and he told his son
he knew he was wrong. That's what it is.
He told his son that I was the best employee of the comedy store.
What?
Wow.
And I don't think he meant it, but I think he knew that I'd be like, wow, that means a lot.
Wow.
That's so meant a little in the moment.
Huh?
I bet it felt good.
No way, dude. Richie stood up straight. I stood up straight, and I changed my hat to a comedy store crew. I put on black shoes, and I was like, I love this company, baby.
Company man. Through and through.
Yeah, dude. So
his son's cool. I don't know what else to say. I think his son's cool. But like when I was 12, I'd be like, that cool. Make him president of the school. You know what I mean? Yeah. Like, my dad's Richie. Like, he know. Like, he says that.
Oh, he tells the principal that, and they're like,
Yeah.
Richie has a hookup with the principal.
Hey, I can get you any class you want.
He brings 10 kids into math class.
Like, they're with me.
They're all in little kids' suits and shiny suits and rings and necklaces and shit.
Studying
really loud in the back. Richie's kids.
He comes in 3/4 of the way through the class, kicks them back out.
Yeah, they want to audit the class. It's nothing.
It's not a big deal. Why are there people sitting over here?
Yeah, that's the teacher's desk.
I don't want to see the teacher in the room again.
I don't want
no
kids.
No teacher's assistant.
I don't want no kids giving an apple to the teacher either.
No TA.
Yeah, no TA.
Unless it's T and A.
Oh, shit.
That is Richie.
That's a little bit Richie.
Yeah, very.
It's Rich.
Yeah. So Richie's been on that. So that's our boss.
That's our boss. We just ripped.
I forgot we were recording this.
Yeah, we gotta restart the whole thing.
Shout out to the, the dude who made the t-shirt for Richie.
What does it say?
It says HR department. It says T-Bone on the back.
Love it.
Is that a guy who listens to this podcast?
Yeah.
Is that the same? It's the You Got Mosed guy?
You Got Mosed.
Yeah, sure.
Oh, that's badass.
He's really cemented himself in here. Real sticker guy? Yeah, real crazy. Yeah. Like, cause now I'm like, where's my... I want merch.
Well, careful. Hey, I like right now, but be careful. Don't turn into a weirdo creep that, you know, has, like, bodies in the bait. You know,
he's already kind of, right? No?
Oh. Yeah, he's a comedy, like, fan. I think he probably does comedy.
No, he's nice, but, like, he showed me a hole in his hand. So I was like...
A hole in his hand?
Yeah, like Jesus?
He was making something for Don, like a Don figure, and he said he drew a hole.
Oh, yeah.
So it was like, you're zany.
It was like, he's like the guy from that movie, The Butterfly Effect. Remember where that guy puts his hand on the thing? Yeah. Remember in the movie, The Butterfly Effect, where he puts his thing?
I can't say
that
I do remember.
It's a good movie.
I bet it's definitely a movie.
Whenever I was a kid, I would watch it a lot because I'm pretty sure they show breasts.
Whenever I was a kid, I would watch it a lot.
I would watch The Butterfly Effect a lot because they showed breasts on it, I'm pretty sure.
And those breasts had great consequences.
Yeah. Once you saw the titty, it changes.
I got to see this movie. Hold up.
Everything because cause and effect.
Your breasts have consequences. That's a crazy.
That's what they should teach you guys not elementary school, in middle school. Be like, just so you guys know.
Fuck you. How do you know they don't teach us that already? You
don't what that your breasts have consequences.
Yeah. You learn real early.
What was your guys' sex ed like?
Your breasts have consequences.
Watch out. Be careful.
I actually remember my sex ed. It was in those portable classrooms, and the girls were in one,
bungalows?
And the boys were in the other bungalow, and they shared a wall. And ours was like. And then the boys' room was like
laughing,
dying laughing.
That's really fun.
They were having a great time.
When Richie did the sex awareness, what was it? The assault prevention thing, or like
sexual harassment training.
He was like, "You learn anything? You guys learn anything? Me neither." All right, in front of the two.
The funniest thing, one of the whenever we did the sexual harassment seminar, they did the whole thing. He brought it, so it was in the main room. He brought the entire staff into the original room and said, "No jokes allowed."
Yeah,
and then literally he had a pre-meeting for that. It's literally all he said: no jokes allowed. Don't fuck around. Don't do this. And then we went in there. We listened to the person for an hour, and then. He came on stage like, "You guys learned nothing. I bet you nothing. I bet you didn't learn nothing." And then he literally opens a big binder and he goes, "Christmas party, December 17th. That was literally the first words out of his mouth.
Like a classic headliner. He's like, "Nobody in here can tell jokes. I don't want to hear any cuss words. I don't want to don't say the F
Leave
word.
Leave these people alone.
Don't even talk about drugs. I'm going to cover that."
Richie's really a character boy.
Man, dude, I saw a fucking comedian I haven't seen in years today. Like an old open mic comedian that I haven't, like an open mic freak, you know, that I haven't seen in years at Costco today. And he had like two hellion children with him. And he was like, "The comedy store," because Kelly had a Comedy Store shirt on.
Yeah, sure.
And that, you know, drummed up conversation.
It does.
Yeah, I always do a second take when I get dressed. I'm like, maybe not.
The last time.
If I have a stop to make before, I'm not wearing.
Yeah. The last time I saw this guy was years ago at an open mic. And he was a real wackadoo. And last time I saw him was years ago at an open mic, and he was wearing shorts with, I believe, no underwear. And then he was wearing a big puffy jacket with nothing underneath it, like halfway zipped down. Ooh. And he looks like a... like
he's a father now, you say?
Of two, yes. At least.
I think he was there for the samples, if I had to guess. But he looked me in my face, and he goes, "Hey, man, I'll see you later. I'm moving to New York." And I was like, okay.
Thank God.
And then I was like, okay. And then I was like, what? Why? And we were like shaking hands already, and he pulled me in close about this far from his face, God. And then he goes, "For Saturday Night Live."
Whoa.
And then
it was Michael Longfellow?
Yeah, it was Michael Longfellow. And then I didn't see him again until literally today at Costco whenever I was, you know, trying to get my shit together. And then afterwards, I was like, do you know what, dude? I just fucking crushed it at Costco. Go out. I'm going to stop by the fucking snack bar on the way outside and grab a hot dog. And then I turn the corner, and boom, far in the distance, I see this same guy, and I was like, maybe a hot dog's not in the cards today. And
no,
I fucking split, dude.
He saved my life.
That's the butterfly effect.
Yeah. So I saw that guy. He said he's been signing up for potluck, which is good.
Yeah, get him up. I want to see how he does.
It is. It's great.
Yeah, it's a good thing, I think.
Hugo hosted potluck. I thought he was very funny, and I thought he made the classic first time mistake of putting up too many friends.
I texted him constantly the entire night when he was putting people up, and I was like,
"You're not gonna have time."
I literally would just be like, "Hey, man, you're gonna run out of time." Wow. I literally would be like, "You have to stop. You're gonna run out of time."
He got too excited.
Yeah.
And went for it.
No, he didn't run out of time because I was working the room, and I fucking, you know, dude, you know me, I fucking.
Yeah, you're pretty on the clock there.
Yeah, we had a nice moment in the parking lot. It was me and Hormos and I think Joe. I can't remember who else was there, but Hugo was really nervous, and he came up to me and was talking to me. Mm. I gave him my flower pin.
Yeah,
I saw
really
that.
Nice.
I pinned it on him, and then I looked at Hormos, and I was like, "Now you give him something." Hormos was like, "What? Okay." Yeah. And he gave him the hat, and we could all tell Hugo like did not want the hat. And then we were trying to get everybody to like give Hugo a totem to wear on stage.
That's so funny.
But
that's funny. That'll get him out of his head.
A little
really
bit.
Nice.
It was a fun moment.
Yeah.
He returned the hat immediately.
Yeah.
Luke,
no, yes.
I just realized right now, whenever you had revealed the top of your head to us a few minutes ago, do you always wear a hat?
Most of the time.
For what reason?
I like it.
Yeah. I wear a hat a lot, too.
It's a little totem. My hair just goes straight down. It doesn't do anything good.
Yeah.
And I have not a lot of outward stuff, but a hat, like, it shows your taste in whatever, you know.
Yeah,
it's like a shirt for your head.
Yeah, it's a shirt for your head.
Familiar.
Whenever you take your glasses off and your hat off, you kind of look like a Spider-Man type guy.
Jesus. Yeah,
like not a guy who like not a guy jarring. Who likes Spider-Man. I'm saying like
I don't know how to
Spider-Man
like,
before
so
the
fight.
Yeah, you look like you could be a Spider-Man.
Like
I don't. That's not it. That's
that angle
that's
is
terrible.
Not the angle.
Yeah, maybe it's good that you accessorize.
Right. He's like, "I've been doing this hat a long time."
Everybody knows, you know, you look at yourself a lot in the mirror and you go, "Huh, I could use a hat."
I like the glasses. They make me feel better.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, I like my glasses.
It's interesting, rose-colored glasses looking through the life like
that. I almost left the house without them today.
That's crazy.
Because they're not prescription.
They are.
Oh.
But they're very small. Like, I need them at night for driving, but otherwise I don't need them. Okay. And I can make it home.
I can't. If you see me without my glasses, call the police.
Yeah.
Immediately.
Yeah.
She's going to kill somebody.
Yeah, last time
you
didn't have your glasses.
Yeah, I cannot be driving without my glasses.
It's like, it's so bad.
It's really bad. It's really bad.
So 9/11 just passed.
Stop. No.
Every year.
Sorry, Hormos had reminded me of it when she was talking about Hormos. I was like, oh, yeah.
Why?
Because he loves 9/11.
Yeah, it's his favorite. He told me it's his number one holiday. That's why he took off work or wasn't here.
God.
Dang.
Do you guys think that...
I hate when people push the rope to the side. I hate when my fellow...
you say something every time for everybody. You always like, hey,
don't do that.
Pull the stanchion
don't
over.
Don't pull the stanchion.
Just like...
Or you don't like if someone goes under the rope. You don't like if people go around the rope.
Yeah, you don't like...
You wait. And you get let through the rope.
I'm gonna get big scissors and I'm gonna cut the rope.
Yeah.
That if as long as they're ceremonial.
Oh, no, yes, I am.
As long as they're big scissors.
Yeah, as long as they're ceremonial big scissors, that's cool.
Yeah.
I'm okay with that because that's official.
Richie would be so pissed.
But like, Richie, like people, like I like a manager like Ryan will like just look like a person, just dressed kind of nice, you know.
Right.
Doesn't look like he works here or anything.
Right.
But we'll just push it aside, and then other customers see that, and they're like, oh, and then they just like kind of walk through it all the time, right. Like. Yeah.
oh, it's that easy.
Right, yeah. No, yeah. They say, like, something break. That's why, like, I also yell at people. I don't yell, but I kind of give you the stink eye if the club's open and you walk down the driveway.
Oh,
like,
yeah.
Don't show people that they can do that.
Right.
Maybe
right.
We can act like the stanchion is really hot.
Yeah, do be so, like, ah!
Ow, ow! Yeah. And, then,
and be careful, like, a server at a restaurant, like, hold it with a napkin. Just be look.
Really
just
don't
touch it.
Yeah. I hate whenever you're at a restaurant and a server hands you a plate with their hand and is like, just be careful. It's really,
really
it's
hot.
Really hot.
It's
and
like, then, oh, you're serving.
That's what I'm like, oh, you think I'm not, like, I always touch it because I'm like,
yeah,
not,
I, touch it
I don't
I
go, hey, check this out.
Wait, how much did your mother serve you? Because, like, that's not like
my mom. I said a restaurant.
I know, but, like, that's something, like, people do who can handle food a lot. Like
no,
that, like
my restaurants.
Yeah, but like they
time.
Handle the plates all the time. You, like, can't handle it.
I can't handle it, and I do.
What do you think? I'm not cooking at home? I know what a hot plate is.
What do you think, some kind of sissy?
Okay,
that's
maybe.
What I do. I look at him and say, you think I'm some kind of sissy?
Well, you're at that restaurant.
And I grab it.
I think you have trust issues.
Well, when they put it down, I touch it, and I go, yeah. Not that hot.
Oh,
I say nothing out loud, but I do a little bit of, because I'm like, I wonder how hot it is.
Does it affect how much you tip?
Absolutely.
You're like a dumb bitch.
Truthfully, I swear to God.
Usually I tip 30, but then I'll tip 29%.
It takes a lot to affect how I tip like somebody. I tip
what if the server said, be careful, it's an ice cold
plate.
Jitwad,
is that what you're
and then
say?
You grabbed it and it like gave you third degree.
One of our more chaotic episodes.
There's
like
just two conversations happening at the
really
same exact time.
This is
that's
exactly
what I'm saying, where there was no start point.
This is good. This is like how I want it to be.
There was no start point, and there needs to be a start point so then people we can know the energy.
I started.
But you just started. You didn't say, hey, guys, in about a few minutes, we're going to, all right, in five,
I did, like,
four,
three.
We didn't get a Tony producer 5-4.
Yes, we did.
That's to you.
Personally, I love how much crosstalk is happening.
This is great.
There's so much crosstalk. And because there's
but
no,
I do
the
hate
energy
when
was
walk down
wrong.
The driveway.
I know you do. But I love walking down the driveway. I feel
well,
like
we're also lot guys, so we can go.
Yeah, we
understand.
Walking down the driveway is a status symbol.
And if you walk out of the driveway, that's fine. But don't walk into the driveway if you're just like kind of coming in at like.
Oh yeah, I don't.
If you're like
that.
An OR guy, what working else OR that night, yeah.
I'll climb the fucking roof.
I know. I know.
I'll just walk. I'll climb up the side of the pool wheel, and I'll look at everyone on the patio as one show's letting in, one show's letting out, and I'll say. Everybody can do this. Okay. And then I'll climb up the thing and then I'll jump off.
Everyone, please do this.
Yeah.
He's helping them up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
See, what we need to do whenever new people are training is we need to set up fucked up scenarios where we need to get somebody that they don't know that we know to come in and cause chaos.
A stir.
Every shift I had, though, has been pretty chaotic. Yeah.
Really?
Like, I didn't need a setup.
Some parking lot shenanigans recently.
You got parking lot shenanigans?
Because I've been gone for a little bit.
Oh, yeah, you were gone. It was my first shift, I think.
And it was, there were racial components.
What, like,
well,
like you're like Jackie Robinson? Like you're the first black lot person? Like, what? Like,
oh, no.
What you know what's so components? Funny is I pictured Jackie Chan when you said that.
This is great.
I'm curious
and that would be more components. Accurate, actually.
Yeah.
There's people lined up, like, screaming at you, like, segregation stuff.
So I try not
I'm
to
not,
use
I'm
names,
not saying any names. I'm not saying.
Save the name.
Okay. Save the name. Listen.
Save the date, bros. How about that?
It was a Sunday, so it was a night. You remember Faison? He was supposed to take it. His thing, he canceled it.
Yes,
but a few like
yeah, well, the world
anyway.
Canceled it.
But he canceled it.
Got canceled.
The market decided.
Okay.
Capitalism and the free market prevailed. Right. Sure,
but a couple like other headliners had come just to kind of check out his thing or whatever. So, but he didn't come. So it was kind of an empty lot. One of the bigger comics came and they stopped and they were having a conversation with another comic. I'm on the other side reading. He calls me over. He goes,
you're literally reading a book, minding your own.
I'm minding my own business across the parking lot, by the way, because I'm scared of people. I don't want to talk to anybody.
What are you reading?
It is
a
matter.
book.
Something with words in it.
How to parking cars for dummies.
I didn't need that. See, this is exactly what happened.
This is what happened. Yeah. No, it is what happened.
This is what happened. Where I was like,
I got you.
Reading at the Comedy Store is like a sin or something to these people. They hate it. They have to attack
you. It's so funny. No, but you're also extra sensitive about a book where you don't want anyone to read the back of it.
Because I don't want want to think about Bruce's dumb voice reading the back of this book. I'm really interested in, and like right. ruining.
You're reading
like,
the back of it? Oh, me reading.
Yeah,
the back
like
of
they'll
it.
See it and they'll start yeah. reading the back. It's like shut up. Like
it's,
yeah.
it's a pet peeve of her. She yeah. she doesn't read the back of a
I
book.
I don't read the back of the books.
Spoilers.
Yeah, I read the last sentence
of the book.
Yeah, it's not bad.
I read the last sentence and then I start the book.
Yeah, of the, you read the, last sentence of the book where yeah. it says like happily ever after.
Yeah,
and then
yeah.
I like to
because I read fairy tales. Yeah.
Jesus Christ. Anyway, I was reading across. Anyway. He calls me over. He goes, hey, is there a black word? Is there a racist word that someone can use to you as a black person? This person was a person of color. This comic saying
they were black.
They were a person of color.
Puerto Rican.
Anyway. And they said
white.
They were not white. And they said that, oh, the slurs used against me doesn't really hurt my feelings as much as certain ones do. Is that way with you and black people? And I was just kind of saying, I said no immediately. I was like, they all suck. They're all pretty bad. Like, I don't have any range of it. I'm like, I hate all of them. Mm-hmm. But I'm trying to have an engaging conversation. I'm trying to be cool. So
with
I go
the headliners that you
with
want
the headliners,
to impress.
I want to impress.
Black guy.
You know what I'm saying?
Sure, yeah. I do know what you're saying.
Felicia's
yeah.
like, this is a moment.
I know, right? Let me really do something
here.
Let
me put here. My bookmark in.
Let me try to have a real discussion. Anyway, so then I go, if someone called me like a spook, though, it would hurt it for some reason in a way, like it wouldn't mean as much only because you're either like 75. I'm like, are you dead? Do you have dementia? Like, what's going on? Like, nobody under age of like 60 even
yeah,
says that. They don't know what that even is. Right. So I was like, if someone my age calls me the N word, like you, Bruce, normally do, it really hurts me.
Abnormal. But you think it's so loudly and you mouth the word.
You know? And you say
you're
it
like,
out loud.
Ew.
And then you go, what? I'm not saying it.
Yeah, yeah.
But you're like, yeah.
Exactly. It hurts more. It just hurts more yeah. when that happens every time, Bruce. So I just said that. And now at this time, another headliner had come in, parked behind me. And if I was doing my fucking job, maybe I would have turned away from this conversation.
Oh, what a...
But he's coming in and he gets out the car and this comic just goes to him and goes, hey, Spook.
The comic gets out of the car and says it to you.
No, the comic gets out the car. The comic who gets the car is black. And then the comic I'm talking to, the headline I'm talking to, just turns to him and goes, hey, Spook. Now, these people have a long history together. Like, I've seen them here together. All the like, these yep. are... I know... Okay. So I was like, okay, maybe y'all know each other like this. They did not know each other like that for this Whoa. Conversation yeah. to be happening.
Was it Santino and Bobby?
So
you're two best friends.
Right.
You can't call me that. You can't.
So then they both turn. He looks at me like, what did you tell me to say? I was like, I didn't tell you to say that. I said it hurts less because you're probably
he
like.
Said you said.
He was like, yeah. He was like, why did you tell me to say that to him?
Threw
me under the bus.
The back of the bus,
right?
Too.
The black stop. Oh, Jesus.
Threw you under the back of the bus.
Right, no, ready for this. The black comic takes his phone out.
Rosa, park your brakes.
Takes his phone out.
The black comic takes his phone out and he goes, park what did you break. Say?
To you.
To everybody. He's like, what did you say? In the phone.
My bad.
Sorry, am
Let's
I interrupting?
Rewind, I need
is my racial story
no,
not
No,
more...
goddamn. I didn't know this story. I'm usually pretty tuned in with stuff
Sorry,
here.
We
I didn't hear about
this.
This is a really,
I'm completely enthralled.
No. He takes his phone out. That's all I'm saying. And he starts recording.
Yeah.
And he goes, What did you say? And he puts it on me. And I'm like, wait, is this a skit? Do y'all know each other? Like, how well do you guys
very
really?
Very silly dudes.
Too. And I'm new. So then now I look crazy as like a black woman. He's like, you ain't got my back in the video. He's like, you don't have my back. What
and there's
say?
No joking matter to any of this.
No, he's kind of pissed.
Right, which makes you think that you go, they're definitely joking.
They're
can't wait to find out who he is.
They have to be
and
joking.
Then they're, are they or are they not?
Bro.
Go, oh, yeah.
The first comic is so devastated. He's like, I'm so sorry. I wouldn't have said it. She said it wasn't that bad. I was like, I never said that.
He wasn't listening.
Right.
To you.
He wasn't listening to me. I said, they're all
but
bad.
But why are you looking for one?
Listen
I
to
don't.
Not
so
you.
Much.
I'm saying the guy coming up. Why are you looking right. for like a new.
Well, he was. I don't know.
Yeah, just do a different.
Felicia,
thing.
Is
say
there,
buddy.
Is there
say
a way I could be racist and get away with it?
But he said a lot of slurs about but his yeah, people, so I think he was just having a slur conversation.
Asian.
You know those.
He was slurring his words. I'm trying here.
So now I swear to God, when they see me, I swear to God, he goes. Remember when you let blank call me a spook? And I was like, I didn't let nobody call you a spook. And now the comic who said it is always just like, remember you tried to ruin my career? And I'm like, guys, I was reading in the parking lot on my first shift as a law person alone. And I just have not, now that's a thing
that's
they like to say.
Honestly, it is really tough to read on this. You can read before
yeah.
you're clocked in, but
yeah,
like during
the moral of the story is you shouldn't have been reading.
No reading. Reading's yeah. bad for you. If you want to do comedy.
No, that's
it
not true.
The reading is the least important part of the story, but it does come back to you shouldn't have been reading.
Yeah, you
that's what
been
she's going to tell you back. Hey, no book.
It was an empty
see what literacy does?
Yeah. I don't want to see any books.
No reading, no writing.
Yeah.
It's so mortifying.
Same jokes every day.
The jokes you got now and riffing. And you want to riff? Anybody wants to riff? Go ahead and riff. No new material.
No. I'm so...
That's awesome.
So if they say
they said they're cool now. I think they're kind of joking-ish.
Just call them both the N-word.
Yeah.
I did. I was like, y'all niggas need to stop it. Don't do this. Yeah, I got thrown under the bus. I'm never talking lot.
No, it's such a funny lesson as a new guy. Like, I've learned it with... I put my foot in my mouth with, like, 5 or 6 real paid regulars that I'm pretty chill with now, and one that, like... Still, I think it's on and off again. That's okay.
Because you did the same thing?
Because I did a very similar thing, yeah.
What did you do?
You said spook?
No, I was just scary. You know, it was Halloween season. And I went, Yeah, I took my hat and glasses
off.
You
were being spooky.
Somehow worse. Yeah.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, horrible.
That's crazy.
Anyway, I have another shift this Wednesday. Very excited just to get back out there. Say more crazy things in the parking lot.
Where were you working? Yeah.
I was just trying to make jokes. Like, Jesselnik was like, hey... Don't mess with the seat. And I was like, I have to, literally. I can't reach the pedals.
Yeah.
But I'll move it back. And then he was like, well, how tall are you? Which reminds me, too, of what Kelly said. Can I share that? When she was hosting. Do you remember that? She couldn't get the mic stand down. Oh, Kelly Ryan, super funny comedian. She couldn't get the mic stand down, and Jesselnik was next. And she said, well... Like, everyone could see her not get it down. She said, this next comic is as funny as he is tall. And brought him out, and he said... Nobody is that tall.
Yeah.
But anyway, I just try to riff with them because...
What did you say when he was like, how tall are you? You didn't finish that story.
You just called him.
He said...
You just started a new story.
Then I called him the N-word.
He'd be like,
wild.
He would love...
He'd be like,
"That's
you want to open for me? Or
No, we just riffed back and forth.
That girl is really cool.
I just, if I don't know what to do, I just say, are the keys in the car? And then I slowly walk away.
Yeah.
Because I don't want to get involved with her.
You want to know here the first time I met Jesselnik ever, and it's really funny to me, only because he hurt my feelings so bad. But it was, but I realized he was joking, but I did, it was a few years ago, and I did a set before him. I like did really well. I really crushed. And he came off the stage, and he was like, oh, good set. And I was like, oh, thank you. And I was like, holy shit, you know? And he went on stage, he was like, oh, give it up for your last comic. She's great, huh? And I was, and they were like, yeah, woo. And he was just like, yeah, if you like that shit, anyway, you're going to love me. And I was like, is he serious? And I was like, no, wait, what? And I was like, oh, wait, no, he's joking.
Sometimes he'll do that on stage. He'll go, give it up for whoever, Mark Maron. Yeah. That was nothing. Check this out.
Right.
Yeah. He starts like that sometimes. I think it's really funny.
It's so.
Well, that's kind of the same thing happened to me in the main room where I had a really good set. And then, like, the host went up and then he went up right after. And, like, same thing when I got off. He was like, good set, like, good job. And then I was like, yeah, what a cool man. Thank you. And then, like, went out and, like, watched him come on stage. And then he was like, all right, now that bullshit's over. Like, in your head, you know he's joking, right. But still part of you
heart.
Is like, what the fuck?
Oh, your heart is the part.
I love that.
Yeah. And I was like, was it really shit?
I saw Bill Burr destroy someone because just was so simply, too. And he was like walking out of the club, and someone was like, a young comic was like, hey, Bill, can I get your autograph? And he went, no, fuck you. And kept walking, and the kid went, oh. Oh shit! Oh. He goes, I'm just kidding, man. Hey, here's your autograph. Yeah.
Yeah. Bill's really. Nice.
I don't think he said fuck you. He said like, no, what the fuck?
Yeah,
like,
fuck off.
Yeah. Yeah. So and then funny. And then came back and was like, I'm just kidding, man. Here's the autograph.
And the feeling is still like, you're like, I suck though. You're right. I shouldn't ask.
Yeah.
I'm so sorry.
Well, you know, he's joking because it's real.
Yeah. He's a little like.
That's really what he. It's real.
Right.
I went and saw Adam Sandler at Dynasty Typewriter a few years ago, right before he shot special.
Oh yeah, cool.
And he had two openers that were like younger dudes. And they did not do good.
No, of course not.
They did bad.
All his friends are
that's what I'm saying.
Just Adam Sandler's
friends. They did bad. And he literally came on stage, and of course everybody like erupts, and then he gets quiet, and he goes, hey, how about the two guys who opened the show, huh? And everyone's like, yeah. He's like, yeah, you know, one of them's my nephew. The other one works for me. So, yeah, I guess they deserve a shot. I don't know. They legitimately bombed.
Yeah,
like,
yeah.
In front of, like, sold out. Everyone's, like, reeling because, like, the tickets were hard to get. Like, everybody's, like, so excited. And, like, they bomb in front of a very eager audience. And then he's just like, yeah, they were.
Anyway.
And then that...
Do you think that was the kind of crowd that anyone would have bombed or they specifically bombed.
No.
Because sometimes you go for open for a headliner.
Yeah, and everyone's excited to see them. Yeah.
And they don't give it. They don't understand that there's a show. But I guess this is the Dynasty
like
typewriter.
For Pauly Shore.
I'm sure they're like that.
We want to see Pauly Shore.
Yeah. I can't believe he's not right here right now. Yeah.
I feel like it's easy. At a theater, it can be, if you're opening for somebody, that's where you could bomb your fucking ass off because people are still like getting drinks. People are going to the bathroom. They're talking to their friend. We're like, if you're in like a place where everybody is sat down, like focused.
Theater is nice though, because people who go to the theater know the show is starting. They're starting with like whatever.
Yeah, but I mean, I've only done a theater like twice opening for somebody, and
it was chaotic.
It was good, but you can just see, people are just walking to their seats, and people are like, Ronnie! Ronnie! Hey, Ronnie, our seats are over here! Like, people are like,
who
legitimate.
Was the headliner?
Theo Vaughn.
Yeah, okay. So,
and all
there we are.
Everyone in Theo's crowd looks and talks exactly like him.
Yeah, like the riffraff.
Yeah,
like the rapper.
100%.
Yeah. The rapper riffraff, yeah. I mean. Yeah.
Yeah, and then you go out to the thing, and they're like, that was good, man. Hey, you think he's going to come out?
Hey.
Hey, you think...
He knows so many words.
Hey, you think he's going to come out here? I'm like, I don't know, man. I'm trying
I like
to get
how your eyes get...
Yeah, I'm like, oh, shit.
Hey, man. That's literally how
that's
all of them
talk. That's a real country
talk.
Eye right there.
Just, come on. No, they're like, I'm okay.
That's,
you know what's
that's
the worst?
The country
no,
eye.
The worst.
The evil eye country eye.
Yeah. You know what the worst eye anybody has is I think about this like five, like years ago, I had this brunch waitress.
So you're going to say five times a day you think of that?
I think of this all the time because you know whenever you get like there's a few of
brunch
them.
Brunch waitress.
There's a few of them here that do this, and they like will come up to the table and be like, so we have the margarita, and we have,
well, they'll do this.
Like one eye,
is it just like drooped solid?
No, it's just like,
or is
like,
it moving?
Go, like, so like you know, like so it's just like the dumb person eye, fast winking. I don't know.
Oh, interest. Oh, like a blinky eye.
Yeah, I don't know. Maybe not. Maybe restart the podcast.
I don't look these vermin in the face. I don't know.
When vermin.
When someone asks a really stupid question, like, is that a 2-drink maximum? I'll go, no, you just got to be cool. You know, and I'll just kind of keep the eyelid down for a second and be like, yep.
You know what you got to do is you got to go back of the line. And they'll go, what? And then you go, no, I'm just going.
I like to laugh at them. I'm like, oh my God, what?
Oh, a sarcastic.
Did you say the 2-drink max? Hang on.
Wow, you go full middle school bully. I like that.
I just asked if we did 2-drink max.
We got a joke.
We got a guy who asked for 2-drink max.
We got a potential guy who's going to headline and go on stage tonight. Oh, maybe he's going to bomb everybody.
Hey, Felicia, are you in the lot right now?
You've gotten that far, have you?
Yeah. You know that new sound you've been looking for?
I haven't done any of this, but I'm going this
now
until you meet this fucking line.
This is really.
We're going to hold up the whole line.
Yeah.
Oh. Hey, everybody! Did you?
This guy has something to say.
Say it again.
What? No. How you said it. How you said it. What did you say? What did you say? What did you say?
Let's all say it on three. 2-3 maximum on three.
So bad. Yeah, it's really. I really hate the jokes from the people.
Heckling.
What?
No, like heckling. While like yeah. you're like that you're still talking
yeah.
and you say the word there's no heckling, there's a 2-drink, then they go heckling and they interrupt you.
Yeah.
You're literally heckling.
Yeah. They don't even realize that they are actually heckling there. They're just like no heckling.
Yeah.
Like, they don't realize that it's funny that the funnier thing is that they are heckling.
Yeah, and I go, there's gonna be a problem later.
Yeah.
You've identified yourself, haven't you, sir?
That's something everyone thinks they're a mystery, but that is true. Like I see a problem in the line, they're a problem in the room.
You're gonna say perfect.
I call out people constantly. I'll see people, I'll go, hey, everybody in the main room, there's five guys in cargo shorts, flip flops, and polos, and they are fat and they're gonna be a problem.
I always like when they are the problem and you tell the server to close them out and they're like, oh yeah, they were.
The server's like, why did you say anything?
I will start going, when they come in, I'll go to the server, I go, be ready.
Yeah.
To close them out.
That
right
there. And the server's like, come on, I need $9.
Yeah.
Let me ruin the show for the sake of
$9.
Yeah, they always are bad tippers.
Yeah. I might have told this last week, but I did definitely tell. Never mind. There was a group of dudes that were like older than me that like I just took command of, felt very good that they were like dad, like very much like dad age. And I just went, no.
Like, not my dad.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
You are not my dad.
Right, exactly. I was like, guys. Stop.
Yeah.
And they're like, oh, okay, sorry, yeah.
I'll double down. Whenever I see the group of, especially if I see the group of, like, eight, I'll always walk them to the table, and then even though they've been spieled in the lobby, I'll be like, guys, before I leave, nobody likes fun more than me. All right? I want everyone to have a good, hey, you want to high five your buddy? High five your buddy. But, you know, table talk, this, don't use your phone. There's, because in the line when there's eight of them, they're like, you're doing the thing, and they're going to be, they're not listening. They're sack tapping their friend and being like, dude, Johnny's gay. And like, just, that's their entire.
Yeah.
Well, you. It's even worse when it's like one guy, I feel like, though. You saw me. I had to throw that guy down.
That was great. I thought you did great.
I thought you should get thrown down.
I almost pushed him down the stairs because he was really like coming up on my chest. I was like, bro, I got a bigger chest than you, bro. What do you think we're going to do
really
right now?
She really got at it.
I remember you going. You
called security, and but you were like still there going, I told you like, I saw it from way down the hallway. I told you like three times, man. That's what I overheard. I was like, good for you.
And Marvin kicked
that motherfucker out.
Yeah, Marvin kicked him out.
Yeah, bro, you
got to
go, bro.
But. Can I say the special guest who was in the room?
And yeah, it's David Spade. It's
right. I don't know. I'm just asking. Just asking the captain.
Hey, thank you for asking. Jeez. Yes, of course you can.
But
captain's approval.
I had already said something to him, and then he literally said David's punchline as he said, like, and then David had to go like, okay, thank you for fucking that up. And the person, the two people in front of him turned around. I was like, all right. Like,
way to go, asshole.
Yeah. I was like, oh,
wait,
no.
Here to
so
see your favorite
that was
person.
The first warning?
No, my first warning, he was laughing really loud. Now, I know that sounds...
It's he was not, too enthusiastic.
Yeah, it was a laugh like wrong parts, very loud, like very like if she just started like crazy.
You can get kicked out.
Oh,
so we're some
if
people
you
like,
are
I was
disrupting
laughing.
The show.
Yeah.
Right. You're gone.
I have a story after this.
I was
about
just like, yeah.
Remember
the best is whenever somebody's like screaming and they're calling the headliner names and then you like take
kick them out. They're like, what did I do?
I was just laughing.
I'm helping and laughing.
Literally, I went up to him and he goes like, so what? I can't laugh anymore. And I was like. You can laugh. You just need to bring it down. You're the loudest one.
You're
here
like,
bring it down.
You
know
you
what I
mean?
Cannot
laugh.
Sometimes
anymore.
I do tell people, I go, no, don't laugh.
Yeah.
Wellington.
Yeah. Oh, my God.
Sorry. No, we've gotten into fights before
I
about
know.
That. It's so funny.
We haven't, but I talked to her.
She's not happy. Yeah, she does laugh the way she laughs. Yeah. All right. Yeah. Just love you, babe.
Love you.
That's, we're going to find out that it's been a secret this whole time that Luke's wife is actually Wellington.
That's what she's talking about, all this, like, sexy stuff. Yeah. And I'm
crazy.
Just, like, walking around, like, whistling.
In the barber's chair.
Your actual wife is, like, a friend of yours that's, like, doing you a favor to cover up those Wellington
stuff.
This
is my beard, but I'm still straight.
That's really funny. Oh, no, man. But he just thought I was trying to press him. He was just like, I feel disrespect. I feel like she didn't have no respect for me.
She
and I was like, I think
you?
You're sexist and you think I'm trying to check you, bro.
Here's the thing.
No, the thing is
why
that you
would
can
I have respect for you if you disrespected all my shit?
Right.
The funniest part about Ryan's email this week for the schedule was all the things he normally says, and then he says,
treat
talk
people.
To customers the way you would like to be talked to.
Yeah.
And I think
he's seen a lot, he's seen us a little too flying off the handle. And also he flies off the handle.
Right. Yeah, dude, the other night he was flying off the handle at a promoter. 100%. And he was like, this is my club. 100%.
That's awesome.
Because even later in the parking lot, he was and it's like I love Ryan. I'm glad he was arguing with this person. Even like what they're doing didn't annoy me that much, but he has other stuff to be annoyed about, so that annoyed him more. Yeah. And that's fine. It's all very fine.
We're all working on ourselves.
I don't give a shit about this person that he's talking to.
Fuck that person.
Ryan's the best when they're like drunk ladies because they're like, I went to manager, and you go get him, and they're like, woo! Yeah, I didn't know this was the manager.
Anytime you talk to a woman, just send Ryan out there, and he's like, how can I help?
I always just, they start yelling at me. I'm like, no. Let me go get the manager.
My issue is especially if it's a guy, if they start yelling at me, my first thought isn't, hey, go get the manager. And I've said this multiple times. My first thought is telling them, I tell them something along the lines of, you're not about to talk to me the way you think you're about to talk to me. And then I'll be like, so you can sit. This is the guy. I walked in.
That is very threatening.
I wasn't even working in the room, I don't think. I was walking down the hall and I saw Saul and he goes, man, call security. Like, call security. Call security. And I was like, what's going on?
If you close your eyes, Saul is Cat Williams.
Yeah.
And he was like, call security. And in my head, I'm like, what's going on? It's probably something. We can figure this out, whatever. And then
gets mad in the room.
Saul gets mad like a dad, though, where he's like, there's not a lot of rage. There's just like, I don't give a fuck no more.
Yeah.
And it's like, do whatever the fuck.
Like, y'all disappoint me. Disappoint me.
Yeah.
That house
and then so this guy was like, this guy was mad because I don't remember if I told this on the podcast or not already, but this guy was mad because he got terrible service, as you do. And he couldn't find his server, and then his server was ignoring him on purpose, and I was watching it. And he was like, he was like, I said, I'd look for my fucking server. And I literally, I was like, come out into the hallway here. Right. And I remember it was very funny because it was in front of Omid Singh, yeah. Alex Hooper, that's and so Lara Bites. And great. They were all so standing in the hallway talking. And I like brought this guy out here. I was like, what's going on? And he's like fucking yelling. And like, and I like get in and he's like yelling. I mean, I'm like, I literally told him, I was like, hey man, like, because he started being like, three fucking times. And I literally, I was like, first things first, we all need to chill out. And I was like, second thing, same thing, you're not about to talk to me in this way. And then he's like, because he would like step towards me. And I was like, so you're going to back the fuck up. I was like, you're going to stand right here. You're going to shut your mouth. And I'm going to go get your fucking, I was like, I'm going to go get your card for you. And then, well, before that, his wife had started yelling at me. And then he started yelling at me. And I was like, guys, who's the only one helping you in this situation? I was like, I got nothing to do with it.
And I got nothing to lose.
No, I got nothing to do with it. I got nothing to do with it, and I'm the only one helping you. Yeah. So then he starts pushing on me, and I'm like, look, man. Bro. And then I'll tell people, hey, I'm being very calm, and I'm not going to be the one throwing you out. There's security that's going to be throwing you out. And I tell them, like, they're a lot scarier than me. I'm not a scary guy, but security would love to drag you out of here.
Yeah,
by
our security
hair.
Is not a fucking joke.
No.
Like,
you can get beat, you can get beat up, dude.
You can get fucked up.
We're the Sunset Strip still. People are like, this comedy store isn't rock and roll anymore because of whatever.
Yeah, wait until
like,
someone gets thrown down the fucking stairs, dude.
Why don't you try to come at me? I'm weak as fuck. I know I have a lot of friends.
Security.
Oh, yeah. That's what I tell them, and I'll tell, like, people will, like, start chipping with me, and I'll be like, hey, man. I was like, dude, if you don't calm down, you're gonna get drug out of here.
Yeah.
And he was like, oh, and I was like, I'm telling you, dude, chill the fuck out. And then it was mainly I went back and I was like talking to the three people who don't work here, like do spots here, but like aren't really around all the time. Mm. And they were like, that was crazy. And I was like, oh, I know that guy's nuts. He's like, yeah, he was nuts, but I also can't believe you guys are just allowed to talk to people like that. And I was like, well, he was, and they were like, oh, totally. Like, yeah, he was 100%
coming from
the wrong.
Like, yeah, your friend's perspective, though. Yeah, but if they saw, like, like some retail guy talking
to
a customer.
At Target, and the guy was basically like, hey, if you don't chill out, someone's going to drag you out of here by your ears.
Yeah.
You said by your ears.
Yeah. I say by your ears all the time here,
That's hilarious.
My favorite
out
thing
the door, through the window. Yeah. Your choice, partner.
I can't talk to people like that because I know it will escalate. Like, if I'm on stage and there's one person rowdy, I can because the audience will laugh at how ridiculous it is. But one-on-one, they just get more and more mad.
They really do.
So I, like, leave. Like, what happened. There were guests of Emily. I think I can say that. But because of that, we wanted to show them.
Who knows which Emily?
Yeah, we wanted to show them a really good time. And we put them on the benches. There were three of them. We gave them two tables, so they had plenty of room. Yeah. We, like, took good care of them. And everything was cool. And then there was I think it was that same night, and they had that same mentality where they were like, it was just one lady and she was helping, you know, like after every single thing. And it was a really small main room too. The sides were down. It wasn't full. And after everything, she's like,
so distracting.
Woo! Oh yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
You like, know it. and then like the comments were like,
sock
yeah.
you in the head.
And it was like three comics in
the ear, bitch.
And I knew we had to do something about it. And I told the other door guys, and it was one of those things where I was kind of hoping someone else would do it, but since I spotted it, I know it's my responsibility.
Yeah, good.
So I went, and I had a couple of problems with customers that week, so I immediately just went to management first. I told management, hey, this is what's going on, they're guests. And they say, yeah, you got to just tell them. And other door guys had heard it too, so it wasn't just me. So they said, yeah, you just got to go tell them to be quiet. So I go up there, and I go, hey, everybody's cool, but you just gotta keep, everything's fine, but I was told to tell you to just keep it down a little bit. And she goes, what? She's like, we can't laugh.
Crazy.
And I was like, no, laughing's great. Laughing's great.
Right. I can't laugh. That fucking question.
But
no,
just
like,
yeah, you cannot.
I was like the yelling out after every word.
Just tell them no.
We can't do that. And she goes,
our policy is no laughing.
Yeah.
So that's our policy.
Next time I will. But then
at the comedy store.
I can't laugh. No.
She starts blowing up. And then I go, you just
that
can't yelling. And she goes, yelling?
Correct.
I wasn't yelling.
Yes.
And I literally just start walking away. And I go,
you're like back.
Shh.
shh. I go back to Jeff.
What do they think is happening?
I don't know.
What do they think is happening?
I don't know. So I tiptoe back out of the room, and then I go back to management where I came from, and I go, okay, I let them know, and it is bad. And so we zoom in on the security footage of where they're sitting, and they're just like,
oh my goodness.
And they're like, the three of them are just freaking out. So I go, Joe, I think you gotta go in there, man. Which is our new manager. He's awesome.
Yeah.
And so he goes in there.
Joey
and
Knuckles.
Meanwhile, I stay back because I know if she sees me, like, she's gonna freak. So this whole time I'm in the office watching it on the cameras with Ryan, Sam, and Hormos. And we're having
Hormos should be somewhere else, but yeah.
He's in the main room.
He's smoking a joint in the office. Yeah,
and he's like, and then they're like, Luke, you should have done something else. And Hormos is like smoking in the office.
We're watching Joe talk to her in the lobby, and the whole time it's just a lot of arm stuff. And we're like, we're making jokes. Like, we're doing their lines now. Like, like, listen, I can't take your number. I'm married. Like, we're doing jokes.
I want a number this big.
They're making out.
But it goes on forever. And Joe comes back and says how he's telling them, like, it's just a slight adjustment. Like, nobody's in trouble. We just have to keep it down. And comes out, she says the words, I'm helping. And he's like, no. And she says she's an entertainer. She says she owns NBC. So then I'm like, well, there goes my career. But then Hormos is saying we should go back and tell him that that girl who told you to be quiet is fired. And but anyway, it goes on and on.
She runs NBC or she's the head?
She said she owns NBC.
She owns NBC.
Yeah. And Peacock.
Yeah.
They get it in their head.
It's like, man, we know you run Peacock. This ain't NBC.
And also, like, you don't run Peacock. Yeah. You don't.
I don't know what they run.
Billionaire?
What is going on? You know what you got to hit them with? You got to hit people like that when they're doing that. You got to go over and you got to very calm. You got to be like, hey, guys, I want everyone to have fun. But right now, you're at like an 8, 9. I need you at like a 4 or 5.
They would have killed you.
Oh.
This lady would have like
but
cut
then
your
I,
throat.
You know, I go out there, I crack my knuckles.
She snapped. So then we're Joe's
I love
now,
the conflict so much.
Joe's now filling me in on what's going on, and we're still
Joe
watching in the lobby. And she's still yelling at Matt now, who's working cover. Oh, so she's just yelling at Matt. Anyway, they go out.
Matt's funny when he gets yelled at.
Matt's just sitting there like this.
Okay.
Maybe you shouldn't have been talking.
Okay.
Yeah. Like, I don't know what to tell you. I don't have any power here yet.
That's him.
Bruce's Lockwood is pretty
Lockwood
good.
Lockwood on his stool behind the thing.
Yeah.
It's like, I don't. Okay, bro.
Are you going to talk to me like that?
Yeah.
No, I'm not going to help you.
The best part is,
I'm not going to help you.
They, three of them leave. She slams. Lenny comes down, who I love. Lenny's a server here. And they go, did you rat on me to Lenny? And she's like, she's like, what are you talking about? Like, she
I
has
don't
no
play
idea.
That shit.
Yeah. The least rat in that kitchen.
She thinks, I'm from the Bronx.
She's like, well, if you didn't, then he ratted. Somebody ratted on me because I said I was. Anyway, they leave. They're outside. We're still watching them on the footage. They're like, they're talking to other customers. Like, they're just making the scene. You see them try to, like, you can see them like
build up the courage.
Puff up.
See the revenge in their eyes. They stomp back and the door's locked now, so they can't get in.
That's really funny.
So they go.
They're
in.
Trying to grab the square. Yeah. That's the funniest. Yeah.
We're dying.
Like when people go
your fingertips are fucking Alex Honnold free solo strength.
They can't get in.
Door open.
Matt's in the lobby like, I'm not letting them in. They come in through the front patio, and this is the best part, is it was like the Comedy Store had, the building has like a spirit to it. This lady, like, it's like the ground, like, pulled her pants, because she, like, she tripped on her way in, and I swear to God, it was like the building, like, fuck you.
Yeah, right. And she was like, never mind. Once you trip, it sobered her up. She was like, well, I look stupid now.
No, there was no self-awareness or accountability. But then as soon as they left, I just was like, okay, I'll go back to work now.
Oh, my God. I hate those kind of people. But I also hate when – I love when people try to open a very clearly closed door.
Yeah.
Push it.
It's hilarious.
I understand the push because it looks like a push door.
But when they want to fight.
Trying to pry it open.
I remember the first time I tried to do it.
Why would you go through this door? It's clearly closed.
I remember one of my first days here, I tried to open that door and I was like, this is dumb. I've learned. Never to do this again. I went through it, and I thought I could just turn around and open it.
A lot of open mic comics were entering through the main room lobby that night too, which I thought was really weird.
It drives me nuts. I tell him to go around.
I told a comic who was like, he came through the line, he waited through the line. I was like, you have tickets, sold out main room.
He's a comic.
He goes, no, man, I'm a comic. And I was like, we're doing tickets right now. If we have room, just come in the back later. Give it a minute. And he was like, what the fuck are you talking about?
What?
And I was like,
excuse me?
And I just went, wrong energy, bro. Yeah. Like, I'm really I'm trying to get everybody. And he was like, all right. And he like didn't, he kind of trusted. He was like,
yeah,
all
I ain't
right.
got that patience no more.
And, well, I said, so go to the improv, buddy.
Yeah. Think you mean the Laugh Factory?
Go
to the Laugh Factory, tell me you're a comic, you'll breeze right in.
Yeah, see how they treat you there.
Yeah.
I told you, don't go in with the ticketed customers. Right, wait 5 minutes and go around the back, dumbass.
You look cooler anyway, and people just know you're a comic. Like, don't you want other people to know you're a comic? Like, if you blend in with everybody else.
Also, you can't just say you're a comic anymore. I need to know where you're from.
Yeah, I'm getting tired of these people. I'm going to be honest.
When people are like, I'm a comic, I go, where are you from? What do you do?
Yeah, you need to find out people's management and reps, and then you'd say, contact your people to make sure that you could come in.
No, your manager came the other night and was big flying flexing on me. Yes, he was.
What did he say?
He came up and he was like,
That you just called me right now, and that's why I was like,
I know. Anybody else in the world, I would be like, you are his little bitch.
I'm not nobody's bitch.
You love this guy.
I am.
You wouldn't even go and work your shit.
He's the only one who ever believed in me.
What did he do?
He literally came up to me. I'm in the back. He comes up to me. He goes, can I just watch in the back of the OR?
And
I
go, Bruce's manager?
Okay. And he goes, I'm looking. And I was like, oh, no, we're a little full right now. And this is when Ryan was like, really upset about it.
You're a backdoor guy, yeah.
Yeah, and I was like, oh, we're a little full right now. He was like, well, I'm at Bruce. Can you get Bruce? And I was like, I can't get nobody. I'm not getting Bruce.
Yeah,
you
right. know what but I also, mean? Like, you're at the back door. Like, say you're Bruce's manager
right.
or something.
So then he was like, and then he was like, I'm his manager. And I was like, oh, you're his manager.
I swear to God, Felicia came and got me. She's like, hey, Bruce,
you're
like, he's like from here to the door. And she goes, hey, Bruce, your manager is here.
Because, like,
That's really funny.
But he also doesn't look like a manager. He's a fucking.
Like a dude.
Bro. Yeah, he's like a good looking, like former D1 athlete.
Like a regular dude. That's what a manager looks like.
If he was like, you know, if he looks more like Alex.
A good manager.
Most managers look like Alex Hanna. I feel like, most of them are like, if they're young, they all are like Alex Hanna size and they're like, oh, hello, I'm the whatever.
Believe it or not, Bruce, what's up? But my manager is a woman.
Yeah.
Oh, shit. How'd you get one of those?
Yeah. So looks like Alex Hanna.
Oh,
my God.
Shut up.
Dude. You and that guy have a real relationship, though. You guys stood in the hallway real close. I was like, I gotta tell Kelly what is going on.
Conversation.
He just
called me right now because he said that he's probably gonna be able to get me some fucking Alan Jackson tickets. He's a good guy.
Nice.
I'm telling Kelly.
That's like some white guy hugging shit. That's bro.
We're talking business, and he goes, "Who's that person at the back door?" And I was like, "I've never met her."
And that's when you said the N word.
He got out of the car, and he was like, "Remember when you told me I could say that word?"
Well, this has been a really good episode. Every Wednesday or so, you can come see us. I thought the fighting was just starting. If Richie hasn't shut the show down on Wednesdays,
we have like four in the works, right? Coming up.
We have what?
We have like four shows on Wednesday.
We better.
Like two and
there's
then
a new guy, a real cool guy
two.
That's going to be doing shows.
Who's
at
calling
the
you
same
now?
Time. No one's calling me. I'm checking the time. We got plenty of time.
Felicia, where can people find you online and everywhere?
Everywhere, same handle, Fel Fatale.
Cool.
Yeah.
Wait, say it again. I talked over. I'm sorry.
No, it's fine. That's exactly how I want
but
to
But I want to follow you.
Fel Fatale on everywhere.
F-E-L.
F-A-T-A-L-E. You got to be a bit of a reader.
One L and one L.
Yeah.
Like Femme Fatale.
Yeah, you know.
But I know that
like
from
confusing
film.
Confusing as hell.
Film Fatale.
Film.
Bruce Gray, where can people find all your podcasts and people find you yelling more and more every day?
Right. You're so red right now, bro. Just like, my manager! I love him!
I would do anything for him, dude. I would kill for him if he needed
him,
me to.
Would you get him Alan Jackson tickets?
I would give him my fucking life.
Dick? What?
If I had to.
A kidney?
I would give him my kidney if he promised success.
Well, what's his name and where can we find him?
BruceGrayComedy.com for all information and show dates.
Okay.
And donate to Alex Hooper's GoFundMe.
I did.
Yeah.
Well, I didn't.
Yeah. Shout out Alex Hooper's. Alex Hooper is a very funny comedian who has cancer and he's going through chemo and he has a GoFundMe.
America's Got Talent.
Yeah. I mean,
comedy.
It doesn't. He's a good. And it, just throw, if you can throw a few bucks. Every little bit for him helps, and he deserves a little bit of our support because our country is broken.
And, if
and
you
the healthcare
can't, if
system
you can't,
is a joke, and it's embarrassing to be an American.
Really
Jesse, or no, Bruce, where? What about all your bag fries?
It's all there.
Yeah,
BruceGrayComedy.com. Powered by Squarespace.
Jeffrey, Jetski, Jeffrey.
Juicy. Jeffrey is my
Jesse
favorite nickname.
Jesse Smollett.
I have an exciting announcement. I'm headlining my first club ever. I've headlined before in bars and, you know, but...
You took Guam on the road?
I took Guam on the road to San Diego. We played different bars, but...
oh, that's really funny. It was the same night, different shows?
Yeah, we had to... So
I thought it was the same show, and I really wish that was the bill.
I would have loved to take him, but he was at the Laugh Factory, and I was at Good Bar.
Yeah.
And
you're on Guam's Now Here's the Thing tour.
Wait. What's really weird?
Oh, my God.
When are you headlining, and where are you headlining?
So I'm headlining Thursday, October 13th, the Ontario Improv.
Yeah! Yes.
Please come out. I'm only going to make $50 unless I sell 150 tickets. So
well, who's producing this? Vargas Mason?
I don't know if I should tell the deal memo if that's not classy, but I really need you to come out.
What night of the week is that?
Thursday.
The 13th.
Yes.
Thursday the 13th in October. Perfect.
Is Guam opening for you on that one? Or?
You know, they won't let me
Guam's
pick
closing.
My openers yet.
Guam's closing for five.
Okay. If it goes well, I can bring Guam to the next
one. When Gerard filmed his special here, he had Jamar go up at the end for 5 minutes.
I love that.
Because he couldn't, because they didn't want him to open. But he also had Argus Hamilton open for his special.
Did he?
Yeah, that was his opening.
I love Argus.
And that's where everyone can find you?
And at Jetski Johnson.
Sure.
Yeah.
He's like, this next guy, Jamar Carmichael. Buddy, just go out there and have fun.
Great stuff.
Mitzi's
proud. This young man who's with the camera. Like, that's Spike Lee. Well, good to meet you, son.
Keep at it.
You give him love. This camera.
He'll not see your set and go, that was great. Good job.
You they got set right up.
You've knocked
and
him
you
dead.
Knocked him right
up. You're an impressionist. You're pretty good.
He's really good at local impressions.
I'm at Does Stuff on Twitter, verified with less than 2,000 followers, and at help on Instagram. It's a really good episode. Thanks, everybody, for being on. We'll see you next time. Bye.